Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Reverse Shot. I'm John Salmon. Joining me, we have Andy Peterson.
Yeah.
And a very special guest, Michelle Calleros.
Hello.
And today we are going to be talking about 1988 cult classic Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes.
Sing it, somebody. Hit me.
Killer Clown.
Yes. Okay. But before we do that, we have to enter in to the cinema brawl. Oh, a place where we pin two iconic characters against each other in a battle to the death. Who will win? Who will come out on top? And in this case,
who's gonna be the buster? Who's next?
And in this case, we have one versus like 50. We have a battle royale. And we have Pennywise, the clown. And we'll do it from the newest reboot. The Skarsgård version of it.
Oh, we're not doing Tim Curry?
We're not gonna do Tim Curry. Tim Curry doesn't stand a chance. So we're already not going there, okay? We're gonna go with Bill Skarsgård's interpretation of Pennywise versus the entire Killer Clowns alien race, whatever they are.
The Killer Clown Insane Posse?
We're going, yes, the Killer Clown Insane Posse versus it, Pennywise. Who do you guys see winning? Keep in mind, they're both interdimensional beings. They're both cosmic.
Yeah.
They're both from outer space.
This one's easy for me.
Me too.
Killer Clown.
Oh, okay. Bam, what about you?
You know, I think I'm going to go with Killer Clowns as well.
Wow.
I'm a bigger fan.
Well, I'm just edged out of this one. I was going to go Pennywise because what?
I mean, all you have to do is throw a turtle at the thing and he's done so.
Not just any turtle. Bro, this man just stomping all over those guys. Whatever, man. This guy is doing laps around Killer Clowns, but whatever. In this case, Killer Clowns are having their way with it, and they're the victor, standing on top.
Yeah, well, remember, a space turtle beat Pennywise, so therefore space clowns.
Hmm.
Hmm. You know what they say.
Space.
Clowns and turtles go hand in hand. But yes, today we are talking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
And let's tell the people why we have Michelle on this very special episode.
Well, let's have Michelle tell you why she's on this very special episode. Michelle, this is one of your favorite movies. Is that correct?
Well, it's one of my favorite horror movies, yes.
Wow.
It's one of those where you just kind of like throw on and you just kind of like laugh at and just, you know.
Well, no, we're doing research right now. It says here it is a top three favorite film of yours of all time.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know, I don't know about top three, but.
Nope, that's what the records show.
Oh. The allegory and the cinematography, the symbolism and the metaphorical.
You know, now that you say that, I think so. It's just like the images, the metaphors.
The theme really song.
Iconic.
Life is a circus.
Life is a circus.
And then you die. It is deep. It is prolific. Aliens cannot coexist. That is another deep message this movie is trying to say here. This movie is like if MTV's Jackass was like, like it's like part of this movie. It's like if MTV's Jackass were them in like Killer Clown alien costumes, because I feel like half this movie is just them pranking people
in some redneck town.
Aliens who look like clowns come from outer space and terrorize a small town. My goodness, if that isn't the most succinct plot line I've ever heard in my entire life. That thing is like 8 words or less.
Yeah, sign me up. I'm in.
Need to say no more.
I'm in.
I like how this alien ship crash lands and it's pitched up tent, like a carnival tent in the middle of the forest. And it starts to cause these very slow-moving, goofy
The animatronic head
animatronic
blinking.
rubber doll thing, rubber suit man, to just stalk this little small town.
Of great actors.
Yeah, we
Yes, all
get.
the clowns are.
Yes,
The
the
clowns are the best part, yeah.
clowns are fantastic. We get great characters such as Mike Tobacco, played by Grant Kramer, Debbie Stone. No, she's not a detective. Are you serious? Suzanne Snyder. We got Dave Hansen, who's our what, heart, I don't know,
Our
like
dreamboat.
dreamboat of the movie. John Allen Nelson. Shout out to Curtis Mooney, played by John Vernon. And yeah, just the some of the most, like, the cheesiest, over the top, campy acting. I think this is like the pinnacle of campy acting, I would say, for the 80s.
Oh, absolutely.
This and maybe like Troll 2.
Troll 2, Motel Hell, that's up there.
Also, shouts out to the Terenzi brothers for serving that good ice cream. Serving that good.
There's some great, when I say great, I mean great moments in this film. But I want to start with everyone's favorite clown.
I wish I knew their names.
I know, I wish they had like fun little Zigaboop or Ding
Babe, which was your favorite clown? Was it Bing Bong?
Dong or Zigadadoop.
I guess like the you can only describe them really.
I like the short one. He's got little boxing gloves on, ready to fight. He
Oh
rolls up in
yeah.
a little trike,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, he literally decapitates someone. Do you like
I mean, that might be the best
that
scene in the whole movie.
one
So actually, just since we're here, tell me about that scene.
Yeah, so unknown clown just rolls up, you know, to a biker party, biker club. He
Biker
biker party, biker club, you know. Rolls up in
Party.
his little bike. And you know they start fighting, and you know he's a little sad because they destroy his bike, and you know they don't want him there. So what does he do? He jumps up into space, you know, and then comes back with
Vanishes.
some boxing gloves.
Of course.
And before you know it, some man's head is off.
Well, he
So
says, "What are you gonna do about it?
what are you gonna do about it?
You gonna knock off my block?"
Yeah. And then bow,
And then the
uppercut.
uppercut,
Immediately.
fatality. Mortal Kombat stuff right here. Everyone runs.
One guy goes, "Oh, damn."
And little Cloud's like, "Hey,
Yes, their
I did
laughs
it
are
again."
insane.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I feel like the clowns have a. Well, Andy, what's your favorite clown? The big guy?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What's his name?
Barf.
That sounds like a good big guy name.
Yeah, I like his crazy straw. I like that his body is shaped like a nutsack. I just like everything about him.
That crazy straw scene where so all the people who are getting abducted are just being stored inside their ship for now in these like cotton candy sacks, like weird cotton candy flesh sack. And yeah, that scene where Barf drinks from the crazy straw.
Wait, what's the little guy's name? Michelle, you get to name him.
We'll call him One Punch.
One Punch.
I like it.
One Punch
One
Clown.
Punch Clown.
I
Okay, I
like
like
it.
it. Yeah, I was a fan of Douglas. He was just the straightforward guy. The straightforward clown. He had his stuff together. He was the one in the suit and tie. You know what I'm talking
You weren't a fan of the one that was like getting the little girl to come over?
No way.
That one was...
I think that was your boy. What? That no, wasn't
that,
your boy?
That wasn't Barf.
Okay, well, no.
That was Johnny Knoxville.
I like Doug. Douglas is cool.
Doug is cool.
I feel like these clowns... What do you call them? Are we calling them aliens or clowns?
They're clowns, man. Don't disrespect okay. the name.
They are clowns with a K.
They're killer clowns.
They're clowns with a K.
Mm-hmm.
And they're killer with a K. And I feel like I don't really know the motives of the clowns other than to like feed off the people. But did they make their job more challenging by choosing the smallest town ever?
Which was like right outside of like Coney Island. Apparently there's like a big forest outside of Coney Island.
Were they in New York this whole time?
I guess so.
I don't think so. They were at some generic place.
Some BFE New Jersey.
Wait, what town did this take place in? Small town, USA. But I feel like there wouldn't have been... I wonder what this movie would have looked like if the aliens crash landed in New York City. And just terrorizing the people of New York, blending in as like subtly as like street performers.
That would have had more of a field day.
Heck yeah. Could have been playing pranks on so many people. Could have been Jackass Goes to New York.
Those guys, the Jackass guys, need to remake that movie.
Yeah, I guess. And just run around and pull pranks on people.
And hell, throw Borat in there too. Borat versus the killer clowns.
So, Michelle, you say this is the scariest, one of your favorite horror films. Is that because you find it scary?
You know, rewatching it, I noticed how intense some of these scenes are, but it's not because it's scary. I think it's just a great time.
Like, for instance?
The intro, the very first thing you hear as you put on this movie. Is the Killer Clown theme song, which is just ridiculous. It's something that's just gonna stick in your head. You're not gonna forget about it, and you're just gonna jam out to it, and you're already ready and prepared for the rest of this movie.
And I think you've got a little trivia about that song.
Yeah, so this song was done by the Dickies, and you know, they wrote it specifically for this song. I mean, for this movie, and without even knowing what the movie was going to really be about, they were just like, can you make a song about some clowns in space? And they're like, yeah. And so,
I mean,
here it is.
Epic theme.
Their imagination didn't have to stretch much.
That's like what I hear happen on the set of The Joker. They had the music first, you know, the music like help shape a lot of the scenes in The Joker.
Yeah, he dances to it.
And they're both clowns. So.
Wow. Who's the real Joker? Was it Killer Clown? How come, where's their Academy Award? See, they had it. They had it first.
They did it first, yeah.
They didn't have that Todd Phillips vision, though.
Yeah, they were lacking. What kind of vision would you say they had for this movie?
They had a movie studio where they said, we don't care that you know that it's a movie studio.
Yeah, this is that Chiodo vision. Apparently it's directed by Stephen Chiodo, written by Charles Chiodo, Stephen Chiodo, and Edward Chiodo, all brothers. Produced by, they had a field day with this, the Chiodo brothers production.
Wow.
That's the vision.
That is the vision. Yeah, there's not much vision at all to this film. And not much audio. In fact, almost zero audio because it's all ADR.
Yeah, so much of this movie, if it's like ADR from either lines of dialogue to just like Foley.
Oh, my hardcore God. Foley. Like a plastic bottle drops and it's like splash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry, but I'm looking at the director, Stephen Chiodo.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the return of the killer clowns from outer space in 3D is a thing.
What?
It's going to be happening. And one of the stars, Grant Kramer, reprising his role as Mike Tobacco.
He's back?
It better be.
Wait, this is yet to come?
It hasn't come.
Wow. Sign me up. I'm there. Opening
I'm
day.
down. I'm down for a Killer Clown sequel.
In 3D.
In 3D, in 4D, because I'm sitting in 4DX for that one.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be bopping and weaving to that one.
Yeah, I can't. I feel like I don't want to not be bopping around for that one.
I want One Punch to just knock me out too. I hope it's the same costume design too.
So, you know that scene with the car goes over the bridge? Over the little cliff?
Yeah.
Apparently, the scene in which the car is thrown over a cliff was initially intended to be far more spectacular. The car was to fly over the cliff and crash down on the ground. Unfortunately, the sling rope snapped because effects crews neglected to remove the stoppers from underneath the car's wheels. And re what results is what's seen in the final film. The car slowly tumbles over
Just a little doopy.
the edge.
Yes.
There's got to be a lot more great trivia to this film.
Okay. I think I might see a correction on the music though. Is
Wow.
can I can I can I throw it on there? Do I correct you now or let the comments? The iconic Killer Clowns March was originally written by John Massari for his high school rock band Crisis. Wow. The band members did not like it because the notes of the song spelled out an F major seventh chord, which they felt sounded too much like jazz. Okay. I don't know. Could be in the Dickies later on, I guess, maybe. But it was gonna be in some high school band. I like it. I'm trying to see if I see some. Oh, horror. Never mind. Oh, never mind. There's an Insane Clown Posse thing, but not
Wow.
worth mentioning.
Yeah,
Not
let
worth
we're
mentioning.
not talking about them.
Not worth mentioning.
They
But a
don't get
little
any
fun.
credit.
Something probably worth mentioning. Guesses on the budget for this movie.
$2 million.
$2 million.
Man, $2 million in 1988. I mean,
That's a hunky ch chunk for this movie.
yeah, and it says that a lot of it went to like locations, production costs, but like the clowns and the visual effects were created almost entirely by the filmmakers at very little cost. Man, the Chiodo brothers, they go ham.
You think they're like, Ma, do you think we can borrow the garage? We
We
gotta
need a
make some
garage.
clowns for our movie.
Yep. I think so. And I don't know, any other fun facts? Because I got one last one.
It's a wild time.
That is a fun fact.
There you go.
But I do, the giant king clown at the very end of the movie.
King Kuta.
Huh?
Doesn't he look like Koopa?
What? Oh, he does. Yeah, he definitely did. Yeah. Yes, it is actually known as Clownzilla. So,
Oh,
I love it.
Clownzilla.
I love it. This is like the type of movie I feel like would be like in a dive bar on the TV. You know, you're at the bar
Oh, yeah.
and it's just like you see the candy cane scene. I mean, not the candy cane, but the crazy straw
Oh, yeah.
scene just in the background.
It makes you just want a nice, tasty beverage.
Or something. I think
You get this and Motel Hell playing at the same time at the bar.
wow, you just want to eat and drink. You want beef jerky and juice.
Nice cocktail.
I think when I think when I was younger, I was upset that cotton candy didn't have like a liquid in it.
Because of this movie?
I think because of this movie.
That you can just stick a crazy straw in and suck out the liquid.
Imagine there was like candy like juice. That'd be
Yo,
dope. Listen,
did you just?
Cotton Candy Corporation, if you need anything, if you need ideas, I know times are
More,
tough. I got you.
if you need more people to get diabetes, we
I got
got
you. We could stuff it with caramel. I got you. Slurp caramel through a straw. I got you. Easy.
And then finish that cotton candy flavored dessert.
Pouch. Drink pouch. whatever that is.
Everything should be edible. Just make a whole store where it's just like, the cup you got, it's edible.
Wow, would you eat the cup?
Sure.
What if it tasted like nothing, though?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know, if they tell me it's edible, I'm gonna give it a shot. Hey,
Michelle, would you eat a cup?
No, not just a cup.
Would you eat an edible cup?
I would go just for the cup.
Like Olive Garden? Like, I'm here for the breadsticks.
She goes in, starts just eating the cup, and the liquid's shooting everywhere. She's like,
I'm here for the cup.
I don't want what's inside.
That cup tastes good. I don't know what we're talking about.
That lady has come in 4 times this week and has eaten 14 of our cups.
I don't know what we are talking about here. But... yeah.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space, dude.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Do you not remember?
Give us that sequel that I think all of America is asking for, obviously. It's only been 35 years. Please. Please.
Make it a $4 million budget.
It's going to be rough. If it's $4 million, it's going to be rough. All the effects?
No, I want the same effects.
Rough.
Clowns
I don't know, man.
Scary though.
The clowns?
You can see them at Universal.
Tell them about that experience when we went to Universal last year in 2019 for Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, they had a section for Killer Clowns. They had the epic theme song playing, obviously. And
on repeat.
I actually bought a cup.
Did you eat it?
Going back to the cups, no.
Did you eat it?
They had clowns running around or walking around, waddling around.
Waddling is the word. Yeah.
Dude, it was on point though. Did you get the chance to see it, Andy?
Yeah,
oh my
gosh.
A cup.
Did
you eat the cup?
I didn't.
I forgot. We just went over this. But yeah, man, they were on point. The way their the costume design was, actually, yo, I'd be really scared if those things were real.
Absolutely.
They were tall.
Yeah, they were way bigger. Like the little punching, little one punch. One punch is like 5'8", mm-hmm. Which is very tall. I'm 5'8", so you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
Very tall.
Man. Am I a giant?
Way above average. I think they say the average man is 5'2", so.
Mm. Uh-huh, yep. That's what they say. John looks up to me, no pun intended.
Very terrifying. Terrifying walking around, seeing all those clowns. So, I don't know, maybe like if they did drop into like a little simple town, really...
It would have to be a simpleton town. Like it couldn't be a big town, because people have seen much crazier in New York and Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami. Now,
that is true.
It needs to be like Cheyenne, Wyoming, or like Biflo.
Yeah, but the second you show up there and you're like, you look different, they're gonna be like, call the cops on you. But you're in New York and you look like a clown. Everyone's just like thinks you're Tekashi 6ix9ine or like the next rapper, and it's a, you know, like you blend in, you're good to go. Dang, that should have been the cinema brawl. Tekashi versus Pennywise, which clown wins? Wow, you like that?
That was good,
man. I try.
This has been a good one. We need to start having more guests.
I try. Yeah, we're gonna have some more guests coming soon.
It brings the silly out in us.
Oh, bud.
Before we leave, John, did you cry during this film?
So on my cry streak, no.
No?
This okay. movie broke my cry streak.
Okay.
What about when the dog was taken?
The balloon dog?
Yeah, which dog?
The dog with the bandana, and then the farmer was like...
darnation!
Where the hell's my damn dog? Yeah, you're right.
No.
I'm sad we never got to see them get rescued.
Yeah.
Because, like, probably. I feel like they were like building up to like, oh, we're gonna rescue this guy and the dog. But sure, I guess. But I didn't cry. I cry. Oh, you know what? I take that back. I cry when they broke One Punch's bike. How dare they?
Oh, that was pretty bad.
How dare they?
So the streak is still on.
I'm here. Keep them coming, baby. What's next on the list? I'm crying. Whatever it is, I'm crying. Yeah, I had a blast though at Halloween Horror Nights with that, and I think it's pretty cool to see the long way, the slow but steady trajectory of Killer Clowns from Outer Space that 30 years later it can show up at Halloween Horror Nights and it's like beloved by so many people when it probably was absolutely nothing when it came out. I don't
Oh
know what the
yeah.
reception was, but seemed like it could be pretty forgettable.
No, it's definitely a cult classic for sure. And I'm glad
Absolutely.
it's warm in our hearts.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it, and while I forgot a lot of stuff, a lot of that stuff was actually burned in my brain
And
for.
you can actually watch it on Netflix and Amazon right now.
Wow. Wow.
I know, they're just giving this
So,
thing away.
yeah, so no excuses. Man, the Chiodos brothers must have been stoked getting approached by Universal or something. I'm like, we did it! Ma!
They probably already sold the rights. They're like, damn
Damn it, Ma!
it! Ma!
They're just still yelling at her.
The
We need the garage again!
meatloaf! We didn't know about rights!
You told us to sign for 200,000, Ma! I don't know why the Chiodos brothers are the Pimenti brothers, but. what's your guys' favorite part? I think we can end it off with that. We'll start with Michelle. What's your favorite part?
So I like when One Punch does punch that biker, but rewatching it, I think definitely one of my favorite scenes is when the clowns all roll up together in a little clown car and they see the security guard, and the security guard says, "What are you gonna do with those pies, boys?"
What you gonna do with those pies, boys? And then they kill
Yeah, they
him
pie him to
by
death.
tossing
With pie.
by tossing
Dude,
mad blueberry and whipped cream
that
pies.
guy got yanked with about 30 pies, if you think about it.
That must have hurt.
Like, that guy had to go to set that day and get yanked with
Yeah, but
pies.
they're filled with like nothing. They look like flimsy pies. Pies that are meant to be just like splattered all over the
Oh,
place.
it's still a sticky mess.
Oh, I mean, but if that I wouldn't be mad. If that were a real life scenario and I'm getting pelted to death by pies,
That's the way you're going?
I think I would not mind that exit.
That's your tar and feather.
Just take me down.
You're in the streets, just oh no, they're pieing it. The locals are pieing another one.
Just bringing me down to like both my knees. I'm just like getting shot with pies. Like, I don't know, man. I'll take it.
You do like one last like lick of
Like,
the finger before and then
Dutch
dead.
apple.
Touch.
Dutch apple pie. Before I go.
My cholesterol.
I can't tell if it was the pies or the cholesterol. Andy, what about you? What's your favorite scene? Or favorite moment, favorite thing?
Probably the shower sequence. Like when she gets out of the shower and the popcorn becomes little clown
Oh
aliens.
my gosh. Yes. Absolutely wild. The popcorn.
That's probably the most frightening moment in the film.
Yeah, and it's pretty creative to turn popcorn into monsters, man. They thought of all the clown stuff. I have two favorite parts. One is a line of dialogue from Mike Tobacco where he says, "This must be that new European wave. What circus magnifique or something." What did he just like start speaking French out of nowhere about this new wave of circuses? I don't know, but I also really liked the shadow puppet on the wall. Oh my gosh, that was fun.
The dinosaur.
And yeah, man, one of the clowns just like doing all these. There's like a group of people at a bus stop waiting, and this clown starts impressing them with all these shadow puppets on the wall, and then turns into a dinosaur and then like a T-Rex and eats them. I mean,
You can't go wrong with this movie.
yeah, I'm trying to think of like that was that ever intended to be scary?
No.
No.
No?
No, I don't
The
think so.
Chiodos weren't trying to scare you in the theater? Okay.
I don't think so. We'll call him up. We'll call up Ma and see if the brothers are home.
Chiodo sandwiches, best sandwiches in town.
My kids are dead to me because they didn't sign the paperwork correctly. How can I help you?
We were gonna make a movie about our lives, but my family never signed.
Oh, by the way, we're out of
Oh
bologna. And we don't deliver.
Curbside Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I have tears in my eyes. I'm done. Oh my gosh. Listen, if you're listening to us on the road, please drive safe.
Yeah, I'm looking at John right now. He's red.
Bro, I'm sweating from laughing so much just now. Oh my God. Okay, listen. What are you giving this movie? Is this a must watch or a pass?
Absolutely, it's a must watch.
Michelle.
It's definitely a must watch. Absolutely.
4 out of 5 stars for me.
Michelle, are you don't have to, you could rate it however you want.
I think it's like a top tier cheesy B movie,
Yeah, over here.
but top tier.
There you go.
So bad but good.
So bad, it's good.
I agree. It's so bad, but so good.
So good.
And that is gonna be do it. That is gonna be do it.
That's gonna be do it all.
That's gonna be it
That's the new
for
way.
this episode of The Reverse Shot with Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Killer clowns.
Let us know what you thought. Let us know in the comments what you thought. Is this one of your, is this a classic B movie? Is this the king of B movies? And who's winning in a fight? Takashi or or Bill Skarsgård? Let us know. You can find us at Instagram at The Reverse Shot, on Twitter at The Reverse Shot. Michelle, where can they find you?
On Instagram and Twitter, both Callistocat.
How would you spell it?
Oh, Callistocat, CalisToCat.
Bow.
Cat, KAT, like killer clown. K, what?
Exactly. That's what inspired me.
Wow. Full circle. With that, I'm John Salmon.
I'm Andy Peterson.
I'm Michelle.
And we are out.
Peace.